Blog Talk Radio.
Michael Shakespeare, and you're live in the studio with me, praise the Lamb of God, here on another Tuesday morning, afternoon, evening, night, wherever my voice is heard, time zone that you're in, and we're happy that you're here with us today. It is, praise the Lamb of God, Testimony Tuesday. Oh boy, I know over the weekend somebody has testimony to share, praise the Lamb of God, about the goodness of the Lord and how he has moved in your life to things that has transpired, praise the Lamb of God, and even, praise the Lord, hallelujah, the promises that he has fulfilled in your life since we are living in that season. My, it's a gloomy kind of day here in Detroit, but our souls is lit up with the joy of Jesus. Of course, Gabriella Noel Shakespeare is running around here somewhere, praise the Lamb of God, and we're happy to have our daughter with us today. Praise the Lord. Angels en route. Oh, I tell you, it's a wonderful day, a wonderful time. Praise the Lamb of God. Tonight is our hour of power at the Truth Church. Praise the Lamb of God. The word goes forth. The prophetic word goes forth. Hallelujah. And we thank and praise God for all of you that will be attending tonight there on Telegraph and Ford Road, just west of Telegraph Road, just 5 blocks, praise the Lamb of God. First Church on your left, hallelujah. Steeple right there sitting on the parking lot. You can't miss Harvest International. You need to come on down and get the blessing, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Okay, people of God, what has God done this weekend that has lit your life up and gave you joy, peace, harmony, praise the Lamb of God? Oh, boy, oh, boy. I'm telling you, it was a wonderful, wonderful weekend, praise the Lamb of God. All our ministry, praise the Lamb of God, one of our daughters, Monique, had a wonderful time there on Evergreen and Lhasa, giving away backpacks, all feeding the kids hot dogs and chips and pop and water and all of that, praise the Lamb of God, and praying for them. Oh, my goodness, what a wonderful God we serve, praise the Lamb of God. What a wonderful God we serve. Oh, my goodness, just all those children out there being blessed, praise the Lamb of God, by the ministry she developed. Oh, boy, I'm so proud of my daughters and my sons in the ministry. It's just they're just blossoming and turning into, hallelujah, extensions of myself. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, and my works do follow me. Hallelujah. I'm excited about that. I'm excited about that. When you baptize little kids and they grow up in ministry, people of God, what can you say but thank you, Jesus? Hallelujah to his name. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Then, of course, Sunday, praise God, our services and things of that nature, praise, took place. Boy, oh, boy, what a message. I might let you all in on a little bit of it later. Praise. I'm talking about a martyr's witness. When Stephen was stoned to death and he looked into heaven and saw Jesus. Boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, what a witness that was. What a powerful witness that was. Praise the Lamb of God. And that's our responsibility, to be faithful even unto death. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And God will give us the crown of righteousness, not just for me, but for all of those that love him and love his appearance, says the word of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. All right. Praise God. Intercessors, where you at today? I don't see nobody in queue punching. Where is my intercessors today? Praise the Lamb of God. I know they're around somewhere. Hallelujah. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. So that we can get prayer going here. Hallelujah. I want to continue in our lessons today. Praise God. I just kept, boy, listen, it's so much more to show about this favor, this faith, this faithfulness to God, and how God plans your destiny and work your enemy crazy, drive them crazy. Praise the Lamb of God. All you have to do is be faithful. We're going to get into that a little bit more, too. Praise the Lamb. Sunday night, praise God, we was privileged to go on Keith Farmer's show for the prophetic hour there. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, I don't know who the bishop and his wife, I've never met them before, but they were on the show, praise God, and the Lord gave them a mighty word through me, praise the Lamb of God, gave Keith a mighty word, and then we spoke to the nation, we spoke to Detroit, hallelujah, boy, oh boy, people of God, listen to me, what an anointing it was, Sunday night, midnight, praise the Lamb of God, as we shared on the radio here in Detroit at 1440 a.m., you talking about the power of God. Hallelujah. Boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. I tell you, there is no God like Jehovah. There is no God like our God, people of God, that reveals to his servants the prophets. Oh, my goodness, what a wonderful God we serve. What a wonderful God we serve. Boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. I just got a flyer. I don't know why. I'm just finding this out. Praise the Lamb of God, that our own First Lady, Deborah B. Morton, is being consecrated, people of God, hallelujah, and set into the office of prophetess on this Friday night in New Orleans, Louisiana. Praise the Lamb of God, there at the church where she pastors, hallelujah, St. Stephen's Full Gospel Church. Praise the Lamb of God, she pastors there, Bishop Morton pastors in Atlanta. And, you know, they're co-pastors and all of that with each other for many years. And we thank and praise God, hallelujah, for hearing this. I I didn't know. I just received a flyer on yesterday, praise the Lamb of God, that she's being confirmed, praise the Lamb of God, or affirmed as a prophetess of God in the office of the prophet. Praise God. Hallelujah. There's something I didn't know. I just didn't know it. Praise the Lamb of God. So Deborah B. Morton, praise the Lord, is being set aside into that at such an age and such a time. Praise the Lamb of God is this. And we just say hallelujah, praise the Lord. As long as it's God, I have no problem with it. Do it, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Boy, oh boy, isn't that exciting? My God, right when Bishop Morton is retiring or stepping back, praise the Lamb of God, and letting the fellowship roll on under the leadership of Joseph Walker, praise the Lamb of God, and I thought he was going to go to the beach and write some books and do some other things. His wife, praise the Lamb of God, is being affirmed to the office of prophetess. Praise the Lord. All right, people of God, we're getting ready now to go into this segment. Praise the Lord. I wish I had an intercessor. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. I'm going to stop pushing y'all buttons if y'all don't stop pushing one yourself. I'm going to open up your mic. Praise the Lord, because I see you here. All right, all right, all right. Praise the Lamb of God. I see you here. My goodness, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. How you doing, my Bertha?
I'm fine, Prophet. How are you?
You should have been first, then. You missed service Sunday.
Praise the Lord.
Uh-huh. Now she's going to act like she got a cold all of a sudden. Okay. Ophelia, how you doing, daughter?
I'm good, Apostle. How are you, my Bertha?
My brother's trying to play sick. Uh-huh. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We bless God for both of you today. Praise the Lamb. Boy, I tell you. My people, my people, my people who are called by my name. Hallelujah. I tell you, praise God. It's prayer time. Yes, it is. Praise the Lord. And we want to, of course, lift up all the sick and shut in. Praise God. I know Mary was ill. I talked with her, praise the Lamb of God, on Sunday, and she wasn't feeling well at all. And we just thank and praise God for faithfulness. Praise the Lamb of God, Mary and Bertha and those. Praise of Valencia, all of them that were out on Sunday. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And hopefully I'll see some of them tonight at our power. Praise the Lord. I hope, hopefully, praise the Lord. Praying for, praise the Lamb of God, all of you. I want you to know that, people of God, the prophet is praying for you. The prophet is praying for you. That's why there's such a release on the show, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, as I pray over area codes, I pray over cities, I pray over churches, I pray over people, praise the Lamb of God. And I know that God releases it in the manner that he does because of the fervent prayers, praise the Lamb of God, and the effectual prayers. And these ladies who come on every day with us, praise the Lamb of God, to lift up the name of Jesus and also to allow the Lord to use them in a way, praise the Lamb of God, by his Spirit, in prayer, in prayer. We have to be grateful for that. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. We have to be grateful for that. So, Ophelia, I want you to come now. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Bertha, you hold on. I got a special thing I need you to do. Praise the Lamb of God today. But I want Ophelia to come and lead us, praise God, to the throne of grace. Hallelujah. Praying for our sick and shut in, those in convalescent homes. Oh, my goodness, and all of those that, hallelujah, are affected. Praise the Lamb of God by the weather. Still not yet got from under the water, and they're talking about more water on the way. We want to pray for them, pray for them, pray for them, pray for them. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Displacements, things of that nature. Praise the Lamb of God. Chicago, I'm looking your way. Hallelujah. Chicago, I'm looking your way. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I'm looking your way. I'm looking your way, Chicago. Praise the Lamb of God. And I'm begging for mercy. I'm begging for mercy. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes. In the name of Jesus. Come on, daughter. Lead us now.
Hallelujah. 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 Holy Spirit, lead the way in the name of Jesus. Glory. Hallelujah. We come before you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We repent our sins and ask for forgiveness on this day, God. We give you glory and honor. Hallelujah. The most great I am. Hallelujah. Jehovah Jireh. Jehovah Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Father God. Hear our supplications, Father God. Hear our hearts on this day, Father God, as we lift up our fellow brothers and sisters in the name of Jesus, Father God. We thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus for all that you have done. We thank you, Father God, for the warning that has gone up before us, Father God, through the vessels of your apostles and your prophets, Father God. In the name of Jesus, we lift up, Father God, we lift up every person who's ailing, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We call upon your throne room. We call upon your heart. We call upon your fresh wind, Father God. And we thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Because they are healed by your stripes, Father God. It is past. And in the name of Jesus, Father God, we thank you for your wisdom, your understanding, Father God, that they may understand, Father God, that you already have healed them. In the name of Jesus, that they have to understand, all they have to do is believe without doubt, without unbelief, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, Father, we come before you, Father God. We kneel at your foot, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We are calling upon your merciful heart, Jesus. We're calling upon your mercy, Father God. Have mercy on the land in the name of Jesus. Have mercy with the people, Father God, in the name of Jesus. They don't know the weight of their sins, Father God. They don't understand the weight of their words. They don't understand the weight of their actions in the name of Jesus, Father God. Give them mercy, Father God. Mercy on the land. Mercy on the people, Father God. We lift up this nation, Father God. We lift up Missouri, Father God. We lift up Michigan, Father God, and California in Jesus' holy name. We lift up New York and New Jersey. We lift up Florida, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We lift up the continents in this world, Father God. We lift up Africa, Father God. We ask you to release your angels into that continent, Father God, taking over the government, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Do not let your people, Father God, become weary and well-doing, Father God. Oh, merciful Jesus, Father God. Go into the government, Father God, in the Middle East, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, they are persecuting your people, Hallelujah. Father God. In the name of Jesus, I lift up Tibet before you, Father God. I lift up your mountain dwellers in the name of Jesus that's coming out of hiding, Father God. I ask you to cover them in the blood in the name of Jesus. We give you glory and honor on this day. Father God, we lift up Chicago, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Yes, no more will the land cry, Father God, unto the heavens for you, Jesus. We're asking to pour out your love, Father God. Take away the covering off their eyes, Father God. Turn on their light in their mind, Father God, and let them see what they really are doing, Father God. Let them understand, Father God. Give them the spirit they need, Father God, to endure and to persevere, Father God. In the name of Jesus, let them value their lives, Father God. In the name of Jesus, let them understand they are their brother's keeper, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we rebuke the spirit of murder. We rebuke the spirit of rape. We rebuke the spirit of robbery. In the name of Jesus, we send it to a dry and barren land. And we refuse and rebuke it from coming back. We forbid it in the name of Jesus.
I'm going to take him back what was stolen in the name of Jesus. Rise up your intercessors, Father God, in the magnifying name of Jesus.
Wake up your pastors, Father God.
Wake up your churches, Father God. Let them take their rightful place on this day, Father God. We are here to give you glory and honor, Jesus, because you already set the stage, Father God. The foundation is already before us. All we have to do is walk in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, in Jesus' holy name, amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In Jesus' holy name. And we thank and praise our God, hallelujah, for this fervent prayer from a daughter today. Praise the Lamb. My Bertha, praise the Lamb. I want you to come now. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. I want you to intercede, praise the Lamb of God, for the tension and frustration in this Michael Brown situation down in Ferguson, St. Louis. I also, praise the Lamb of God, want you to pray, hallelujah, for the mercy of God, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, on our nation, praise the Lamb of God. I want you to intercede for Chicago. Hallelujah. I know what I'm doing, people of God. I know what the Lord spoke to me here recently. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yes, God. And he is setting intercessors. He's seeking somebody to call out his name and call on him. Praise the Lamb of God concerning his visitation. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. I don't know why God does it this way. Hallelujah, but it's biblical and it's scripture. I saw the man, God said, to stand in the gap, to stand in the hedge, an intercessor, and I found none. So I put on my war clothes, hallelujah, and I went through to destroy the land. My God, we need a heart to cry out to God, to say, Lord, have mercy. Bertha, come on and pray now, hallelujah, that the wrath of God, hallelujah, be turned from that city in Jesus' mighty name, hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory.
Thank you, Lord. Father God, I come right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father God, you said in your word that if your people that are called by your name will turn from their wicked ways, seek your face. Oh, God, then that you would hear from heaven and you would heal the lands. God, you're looking for end-time intercessors. And, God, we thank you that you have called us in this season to stand on the wall and to intercede, to give a warning to your people and to your leaders, oh, God. God, we thank you that you found us worthy, oh, God. God, I come now to intercede, oh, God, for St. Louis, oh, God. God, the senseless murdering that's taking place over there. Father God, we ask you to give that family strength and peace, oh God, the Brown family. Father God, in the loss of their son, a cousin, a nephew, give them strength, oh God, to stand and to go through what they must go through. God, we are coming now asking you to stretch forth your hand of mercy, oh God, upon the city of St. Louis. God, stop the rioting, oh God. Stop the bloodshed. God, so much innocent blood has been shed. And God, we want you to come now and stretch forth your hand and avenge the innocent bloodshed. God, only you can avenge, oh God, and there will be no retaliation because what you bless, no man can curse. And what you curse, no man can bless. So God, rule now by your spirit, oh God. God, in the name of Jesus, let your blood flow through the street of St. Louis and Chicago, oh God. Stop the gang violence, oh God. Stop the senseless murder, oh God.
Yes,
oh God,
Jesus.
Stop the violence against the widows and the elder, oh God. God, stop the violence against your young people, oh God. God, we call out the fire of your wrath on these lands, oh God. God, let your people, oh God, have control any longer. God, you said in your word, let your soul have control. Oh God, you said that the wicked will be killed, oh God, without
Jesus.
Erico 313?
Your mic is hot.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord, Gina. How you doing?
Not good. I got a cold.
Well, praise the Lamb of God. That's the season we're in with all this tricky humidity and all of that kind of stuff. Praise the Lord. A lot of us are suffering
Hallelujah.
In many ways. Congestion, praise God. Hallelujah. But we're holding each other up in prayer. Praise
the Lord. Yes, Lord.
Here in this tricky weather, you know. You know Michigan is, we known for it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Seemingly after that rain came, that big rain came, congestion and stuff came
yes,
with
Lord.
The water, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Yeah, but we bless God for you that you're still here. You're still with us, though, right?
Thank you, God. Right.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We're still alive and doing, hallelujah, praise God, and able to get out the bed. Thank you for the activity of our limbs. I just praise God for life. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Take me something for this, that, and another, and keep it moving. Praise the Lamb of God. Just keep it moving. Don't get weary in well-doing. Just keep it moving. Praise God.
Yes, Jesus.
Drink plenty of fluids and take some Tylenol. Keep the fever and stuff out you. Praise God, and don't let it turn into infection. That's all we can do. Praise the Lamb of God. This too shall pass over. But we're praying for you. Praise the Lamb. We're praying for you. In Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, people, praise the Lamb of God. We're going to pray for Gina. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. One of our dear members, we're going to pray for her. Praise the Lamb that the Lord will keep her. Praise the Lamb of God in perfect peace, even with that cold. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. I tell you, Sunday service was wonderful. Praise God. Hallelujah. As we dealt with, praise them, that modest witnessing. Oh, my God, people of God. We got to start witnessing again, you know. We have to really get back in the field of witnessing and telling not just of the goodness of the Lord, what he's done for us, but also, praise the Lamb of God, introducing people to Jesus Christ. One
Amen.
Of the errors of our age as the church is, we're not introducing people to Jesus Christ.
Amen.
We're not witnessing, praise the Lamb of God, concerning his presence, his power, praise the Lamb of God, his propitiation, hallelujah, him standing in the gap for us and giving his life. Hallelujah, for our sins, the repentance of sins, the regeneration, praise the Lamb of God, of our spirits, and the filling with the Holy Ghost. We have stopped witnessing on that level, praise God. And because of that, people are wicked. Yes, our cities are wicked, praise the Lamb of God. Because of that, unrighteousness, praise the Lamb of God, prevailing. And we need to get back on the job. We have forsaken our first love, hallelujah, which is to win souls to Jesus Christ. The
it's
church's
going.
First
it's
love,
going.
Hello, light bulbs, was winning
That's
souls.
Right.
We have lost that. Now our first
yeah,
love
yeah.
is listening to the best songs and getting emotional, praise the Lamb of God, and this, that, and another. Hallelujah. But the true heart of God we're missing, which is the souls of people. Praise the Lamb. And the church must get back, yeah, to preaching the gospel, praise the Lamb of God, and witnessing. Preaching the gospel and witnessing. This other stuff, praise the Lamb of God, that we think God is so pleased with, and souls are going to hell, going down in the pit. He is not pleased. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yes, we must do the first thing. Hello, somebody. Praise God.
Amen.
For the Lord. Peace. That's witnessing. At what cost? Praise the Lamb of God. At the cost of what it cost Christ, praise the Lamb of God, to give you the testimony. Be thou faithful even unto death. Praise the Lamb of God. Lo, I'm with you unto the end of the ages. hallelujah, is the cry of God, is the cry of Christ unto his disciples, those of us who are following, praise the Lamb of God, not from afar. Hello, light bulbs. But we got a daily walk with Jesus. My God, that is a promise on us. Hallelujah.
Yes, it is.
That he will
yes, it is.
And now we need to take it, praise the Lamb of God. For the harvest is white. The harvest is white. The harvest is ripe. And it's time for us to reap. But it's going to take a bold soldier, praise the Lamb of God, in the midst of a rebellious world, in the midst of a sick society, in the midst of a sin-ridden community, in the midst, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. Oh, yes, of all of this, we still must witness. We still must tell this story of his glory, praise the Lamb of God, and show forth his power to this untoward generation. Hallelujah. Do destruction is our end. Hallelujah.
Yes,
and God
yes,
can just
Lord.
Sit back and fold his hands. We're going to do it ourselves. My
that's
goodness.
That's right.
The confusion that's down in Ferguson is just a micro dot of what can happen.
Yes,
praise
yes,
the Lamb
Lord.
Of God.
Yes,
When something is taken out of perspective, when something is done, praise the Lamb of God, that offends a community, that offends a group of people, an ethnic, praise the Lamb of God, that offends, hallelujah, it can escalate to more deaths, to more violence, to more destruction, and this should not be happening, praise the Lamb of God, 50 years later after Martin Luther King has marched and brought peace, praise the Lamb of God, and harmony through his I Have a Dream speech and this, that, and another. Seemingly in all this time, hallelujah, we should have made progress on both sides of the line.
That's right.
Hallelujah. We must learn how to handle conflict.
That's
we
right.
must learn how to handle antagonists.
Yeah.
And violence is not the way.
No, it's not.
Violence is not the way. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And we must learn that and come to an understanding. The weapons of our warfare are
not
carnal.
Amen.
That's right.
But mighty to pull it down.
Yes,
through
Lord.
God. Towards the
hallelujah.
Pulling down of the stronghold.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
and we must learn, praise the Lamb of God, as the Church of Jesus Christ. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
How to get the finger of God to move on our behalf is not
that's
with violence.
Right. That's
hello,
right.
Hello, light bulb.
Amen.
Jesus,
right.
love your enemy. Praise the Lamb of God.
It sure
that's
did.
The first
that's what he said.
To do. Hello, light bulb.
Don't make a right.
Do wrongs, don't make a right. Burning up your
that's
community,
right.
tearing up your stores, looting in your neighborhood,
mm-hmm.
and all of that doesn't do nothing when it's all over but make you have to burn more gas to go shopping. That's all
exactly.
it does.
And raise
hello,
the price
light bulb.
Of the food. That's right.
You just going to have to go further to go shopping, burn more gas. Hallelujah. That's right. And then see vacant, abandoned buildings in your community.
Yeah.
That's right.
It doesn't resolve anything. Hallelujah.
No, it doesn't.
All they had to do is band together and walk down to the courthouse and demand justice.
Yeah.
In peace.
In peace.
In peace. Praise the Lamb of God. No rocks, no buildings burning. We demand justice. That's all.
That's right.
Praise. Hallelujah. Yes. Yes. And it will work. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. But hopefully they can bring this to resolve. I know Obama was talking about visiting, and they were demanding that he would come and they didn't want to listen to nobody else but Barack Obama. Praise the Lamb of God, and hopefully the president will bring some resolve to that, him being a native Chicagoan and living through that era of violence. Hopefully he can reach back and grab some stuff and bring it forward to these modern times to answer in these difficult days. Praise God. Hallelujah. But we must learn, because the same thing can erupt in our cities, in our communities. The same thing can happen at any given moment. Praise God.
Yes, it can.
Hallelujah. Yes, it can. Praise the Lord. And when there's no sense in burning down the city and ain't nobody got nowhere to live, shop, or anything.
That's right.
We saw
right.
this in the race riots, praise the Lamb of God, of the 60s and 70s. Whole communities
amen,
burned.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Yes, Lord.
Years and years and years to rebuild a night of destruction.
Yes, it is.
Hello, somebody. Praise God. Hallelujah. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. My God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. But God is able. Let us continue to pray. I wanted to speak on that today. God is able. Let us continue to pray. There's always going to be hatred. There's always going to be prejudice. There's always going to be racism. Don't you go to sleep on it, because it's going to always be. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The Lord ain't never promised us it wasn't. It's going to always
right.
be. Jesus come back. Praise the Lamb. That somebody is going to dislike somebody. Praise the Lamb of God, because they don't love themselves.
Mm-hmm.
You can't love other people when you don't like you.
That's
Jesus.
Right.
Hello, light bulb.
Amen.
When you don't love yourself, you can't love nobody else.
No, you can't.
How can that be?
Nope.
You got
no,
issues self that causes you to have all this hatred in you.
Amen.
You got issues
Jesus.
With you. The rejection in your life causes you to reject others. Hurt people hurt people.
Yeah.
Yes, they
do. Like you have to be full of hate to hate.
Yeah.
You just wake up no morning and say, I hate them. Somebody has instilled that in you through an experience or through a doctrine.
Oh.
It's been instilled in you. Children don't even see color. You can put them all in a room and they'll play together. And none of them will call each other by color when they get mad at each other. They don't even see it. It's taught. It's revealed to them. It's disclosed.
Jesus.
Somebody don't trust. Hello, light bulbs.
Amen.
Glory, glory.
The systemic evil that's in people has come through a satanic system within the home, within the community, in which you was raised in. Glory to the Lamb of God.
Glory
Hallelujah.
To your name.
It breeds hatred in the heart of people.
Mm-hmm.
To dislike a person because of this, that, or another, and to stereotype people and to bring people and under harassment and antagonism. For walking in the street. I'm dead because I was walking. And somebody decided to mess with me. That's the crime.
That's right.
That's right. Hello, light bulbs. And our law enforcement has to learn to leave people alone when they're not doing nothing wrong.
Amen.
Exactly. Amen.
You ain't got a warrant for them? Why are you harassing them?
Exactly.
That's right.
It's because you wear a badge don't make you God.
Amen.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Hello, light bulbs.
Glory to your name.
Woo! Let me leave this alone before I
get
all the way over here. But justice will run down, hallelujah, like a mighty stream. I promise you.
Yes,
praise
Lord.
The Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
God,
yes,
man,
you watch. Praise the Lamb of God. This, we're living in perilous times, people.
Yes,
praise
Lord,
the Lamb
yes,
of
Lord.
God. Yourself for this time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That some more is going to pop off. Listen to the prophet.
Oh, yes, God.
It's going to pop off. God is going to push us one way or another to say there is no other way but God. There is no other way but witness. There is no other way, praise the Lamb of God, but to prophesy. There is no other way. Hallelujah.
Nope.
We are going to this. Hallelujah. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. He's the Lamb of God.
In his mighty name, Jesus.
Love you. I love you. I love you all. I love you all today. Praise. I ain't mad at nobody. Praise God. But that is holy indignation. Praise that comes over me at times when it comes down to these issues, praise the Lamb of God, that arise out of ignorance. Hallelujah. Yeah, and evil. In Jesus' mighty name. Praise God. All right, it's Testimony Tuesday. I believe I'll testify while I have the chance because I may not have this chance anymore. Praise the Lamb of God. I wish somebody had a testimony. Is there somebody who wants to testify about the goodness of the Lord? You can push one on your dial, praise the Lamb of God, and we will take your, praise the Lamb of God, testimony right now, praise the Lamb of God, of what God has done, how God has done it, how he has performed in your life, praise the Lamb of God. All you have to do is push one on your dial. Somebody needs to hear that he is a healer. Somebody needs to hear that he is a deliverer. Somebody needs to hear, praise the Lamb of God, that he's able to set the captive free. Somebody needs to hear that. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. If you're here and you're willing to testify, praise the Lamb of God. Push one on your dial. If you're listening to my voice via the Internet, praise the Lamb of God. You want to be a part of our live show, you can come on now at area code 646-564-9818, area code 646-564-9818, and you can be a part of our live studio today. Praise the Lamb of God right now, right now, right now. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. All right, people of God, we're moving right along. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. And experiencing God, boy, I don't know. I heard that, praise the Lamb, Shatwan is in at the hospital. Praise the Lamb of God. With Andre, we're praying for them. Don't know what that's about. Pray that we're at the cardiologist, I believe. Praise God. Probably, hopefully, it's just a checkup. And everything else is fine. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Boy, I just keep getting these messages, and I'm trying my best, praise the Lamb of God, to entertain them as we go. Boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Again, let me say this before we continue on. You're invited to the Truth Church this evening, praise God, for our hour of power, our hour of word and prophecy, praise the Lamb of God, that comes forth on Tuesday night at Harvest International. Oh, my goodness, just 4 or 5 blocks west of Telegraph Road, praise the Lamb of God, on Ford Road in Dearborn, Michigan. Hallelujah. You're welcome to come. Ample parking, praise the Lamb of God, lighted and secured. We haven't had a problem ever, praise the Lamb of God. No break-ins of our cars ever, not one time do we say that to us. You can come and be a part of our service, praise the Lamb of God. I'm up at 7:30, and they'll tell you, unless the Holy Ghost is mighty powerful, we are out at 8:30, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And on our way home, praise the Lamb of God, so that we can prepare for the new day that is approaching. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. That's the way we do it on Tuesday night. Praise the Lamb of God. I love you. I love you. I bless you. Jesus, all of you are invited to come and share with us on Tuesday night as we're walking through, praise the Lamb of God, who is learning how to be a 5-star witnessing church.
Yeah.
5-star. Doing it with excellence. Yes, Lord. Doing it on another level. Yes, God. And we praise God for that. You ought to come out tonight, praise the Lamb of God, and get you a dose of that. And who knows what God might say to you. in person, praise the Lamb of God. And sometimes, you know, the Spirit of the Lord takes just comes over me. Hallelujah. I don't even get a chance to preach. But I'm going to tell you, I don't even get a chance to preach, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah, as preaching goes, but just prophesying, just prophesying, just prophesying, praise the Lamb of God. This happens on Sunday also in our services, praise the Lamb of God. We're a very unusual type of atmosphere, praise the Lamb of God. The prophetic atmosphere is, hallelujah, and we just go by the dictates of the Holy Spirit. When the worship is gone, we worship, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. If it's in the prayer meeting, we pray. Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
If it's in the prophecy, we prophesy. If it's in the preaching, we preach until the walls shake. Hallelujah.
Uh-huh.
However he moves, we move with him. Hallelujah. If it's laying on our hands, then that's what we're going to do today. Praise the Lamb of God, or even tonight.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Obey God. We obey God. We are led by his Spirit and not by our own. And you're welcome to come and join us. Praise the Lamb of God. As we prepare ourselves to witness to a dying world. Praise the Lord. Oh, my goodness. Praise God. Hallelujah. Bertha, I'm telling you, hallelujah, the Spirit of the Lord was so thick Sunday night on that show. I wonder how, I'm sure some of you here probably got the word off Facebook or something that we were going to be the guest on there. Do you know they went overtime? They paid for overtime on Farmer's show. Keep Farmer's show so that I could continue to prophesy. Praise the Lamb of
My
God.
Goodness.
He was off at 1 o'clock. They paid extra money for the show to continue longer. Hallelujah. So that I could continue to prophesy. Praise the Lamb of God. And boy, oh boy, oh boy. Ooh, the Spirit was thick. The Spirit was thick. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And I'm just watching, boy, my friend out in California has moved into his home, praise the Lamb of God, swimming pool in the backyard, hallelujah. He told me he got three backyards. Oh, glory, hallelujah. We prophesied to him, praise the Lamb of God, my other friend in Buffalo, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. In a matter of 2 days is negotiating, praise the Lamb of God, a complex, praise the Lamb, $10 million has been put in, and praise the Lamb of God, is practically being given to him, hallelujah, to go in and do a greater ministry. Praise the Lamb of God. Boy, I tell you, God is just moving so fast and so mightily, hallelujah, in the lives of the believer. People of God, I'm just testifying about the Word of God and how swift the Word of God is coming to pass, how fast. Well, some of you was on Friday, praise the Lamb of God. The testimonies came. You prophesied to us last week, and the Lord has manifested already, praise the Lamb of God.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Okay.
And he's doing it
okay.
All around. A quick word.
Yes,
a quick word going forth, praise the Lamb of God. And God is blessing the saints in this season. He's blessing us right now, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. I love him today. I love him today. Praise the Lamb of God. Now, I want to, praise the Lamb of God, go into this lesson piece, praise God, here in a minute. We're going to go into this lesson piece. But somebody's going to testify before we do that. Hallelujah. Somebody's got to testify. There's got to be one testimony out of all of these error codes here. There has to be one testimony. Come on here, people of God. Somebody just push one on your dial. Say, you know what? I'm going to go and tell it anyway. Praise the Lamb of God. What good thing God has done for you. Praise the Lamb of God. The fulfillment of his word in your life. Just push one on your dial. Praise the Lamb of God. And we will come to you and allow you to, praise the Lamb of God, engage in your testimony. It's
Amen.
Your time. Hey, hallelujah, to share the good thing God has done for you. The good thing that God has done for you. Praise the Lamb of God. I want to hear from you. I want to hear from you. Praise the Lamb of God. Listen, watch the crowd. Everybody want to hear from you. Watch this. They clapping already. Praise the Lamb of God. Do you want to hear from? Do you want to hear from? Watch what the people say. They want to hear from you.
Amen.
See? Yes, they want to hear from you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You ought to come on and give your testimony today. Praise the Lamb of God as we go further into the show. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. We're going to play a little bit of this, and then we're going to come back with the lesson of today. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You have an opportunity right now, praise the Lamb of God, as this plays. Yes, God, as this song plays, you have an opportunity right this minute to give your testimony. Praise the Lamb of God. When we come back, praise the Lord, you can give your testimony. Then we're going into the lesson. Shall call a neighbor, touch somebody, and tell them he's about to teach. He's about to teach again. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. All right, people of God, here's William McDowell. Let's hear him now. Praise the Lord. My life is not my own. To you I belong. So, Lord, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to give myself away. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm going to spend myself allowing you to use me. Praise the Lamb of God. All right, brothers and sisters, let's get our Bibles. Praise the Lamb of God. I want to enter back in, praise the Lamb of God, where we left off at. Praise God. On Friday, boy, this favor. Some of you are going to get your breakthrough on this. Praise the Lamb of God. Yes, hallelujah. Oh, boy, that's 1 Samuel, the 19th chapter. We've crossed over now into the 19th chapter. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I want you to get this. 1 Samuel, the 19th chapter. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. As we see the acts of Samuel, the prophet of God. Hallelujah. The first prophet of Israel. Praise the Lamb of God. After they had elected King Saul to be their king. Praise the Lamb of God. But God has come now. He has anointed David. Hallelujah. Out of the house of Jesse, a Benjamite. He has elected to bring him. Praise the Lamb of God, to the throne. God's choice. Saul was the people's choice. David, praise the Lamb of God, was God's choice to be king of Israel. Praise the Lamb. And he's bringing him into the kingdom, praise the Lord, in a very unique way. Hallelujah. As champion, praise the Lamb of God, warrior. Hallelujah. As captain over 1,000 that King Saul placed him over after he had slew Goliath. Praise the Lord, and the Philistine, and then bringing him into company with Jonathan and this relationship that was so closely knit, praise the Lamb of God, that it was said that their love for one another was greater than the love that a man has for a woman. They had, praise the Lamb of God, a unique relationship, praise the Lamb of God, which we're going to see how great this relationship was as it spills over into chapter 19. When we left off at 18 here, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, the word of God says, and Saul saw and knew that the Lord was with David, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. It's funny that the revelation, praise the Lamb of God being with David was given to Saul, and yet Saul, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, King Saul, would not stop with his antagonizing ploys. He would not stop digging holes for David. Praise the Lamb of God. Isn't that funny? Praise the Lamb, hallelujah. That is almost as if God was hardening his heart the way he did Pharaoh in Egypt land. Praise the Lamb of God.
Yes.
When he was sending his people out of Egypt. Seemingly he's hardening this man's heart. I mean, when you know the Lord is with somebody, it's best for you to join them or leave them alone.
Amen.
That's right.
Hello, somebody. It's best for you to join them and say, well, God with them. I'm with them too. Or just say, you know what? I'm not going to get in trouble with God because I don't like their personality or their character.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to step away from them and let them go on with the Lord. Praise the Lamb of God. So I won't have no trouble from God. But this is not what does, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. So this is an issue, praise the Lamb, that comes here, hallelujah. And then it says, praise the Lamb of God, the princes of the Philistines went forth, and it came to pass after they went forth that David behaved himself again more wisely, praise the Lamb, than all the servants of Saul, that his name was much set up, praise the Lord, hallelujah. In other words, they talked about him a whole lot. Hallelujah, because of his wisdom, because of the way he carried himself, how wise he was, praise the Lord. But this was godly wisdom, as we shared before, an anointing, praise the Lamb of God, of wisdom that was placed on David to say what he said, to do what he had to do, praise the Lamb of God, in order for God to carry out divine destiny, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now as we enter into chapter 19, praise the Lord. We say, it says, look at this. Now, this is a strange development of him. And Saul spoke to Jonathan, who was his son, praise the Lamb of God, and David's best friend, his son, and to all his servants, that they should kill David. Would you listen to this?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you just gave me your daughter to marry, praise the Lamb of God, and all this kind of stuff. And now you're plotting to kill me.
That's right.
And you With your son. You're going to bring your son and your servants into this murderous plot. Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Why have such a black heart and a dark spirit, praise the Lamb of God, and why be so unwise that you're going to include your servants, praise the Lamb of God, and your sons in your plot to do this? Why not take one of your soldiers and say, when the opportunity gives way, take his life.
Mm-hmm.
You going to include your family and stuff in this. It says, and his son and all his servants. Not some of them, all of them. To kill David. Let me tell you what God will do. God will expose the enemy through your enemies.
Yes,
he will.
Yes, he will.
Y'all didn't get that, did you? Praise the Lamb of God. God will. Watch this. God will expose the tactics and the plan when favor is on you. God will expose the plan of your enemy through your enemy's people who he thinks is faithful to him. Faithful to her girlfriends. She will tell them all, and they will come tell you what exactly is going on. Because that's how blind hatred is.
Jesus.
That's how blind evil is. Praise the Lamb of God. That's how blind jealousy is. Hallelujah. And this is what is taking place here. Watch this now. But Jonathan, Saul's son, delighted much in David. Look at this. And Jonathan told David, saying, Saul, my father, seeketh to kill thee. The son has betrayed his father. Praise the Lamb of God. Because of the favor that is on David, praise the Lamb of God. Because David, you got to watch this now, because David carried himself wisely, and because David's personality, praise the Lamb of God, was pleasing in the sight of people. David ain't never muttered a hated word concerning Saul at all this time. David ain't raised his hand against him. David ain't hasn't spoken against him. Showing us, people of God, how you have to act when favor is on you. Hallelujah. Oh, somebody going to get this in this season, praise the Lamb of God. So I'm telling you, people of God, is a reason why God has me teaching this to you. Hallelujah. Now, you better be prophetic on this, because when favor is on you, again, I tell you, hallelujah, your adversaries are going to rise up. You're going to have haters. How you handle it, praise the Lamb of God, is what's important. Not how much they hate you. How you handle it. He never went against him. Praise the Lamb of God. Never went against the king. Watch this. Praise the Lamb of God. And Jonathan told David, said, my father seeketh to kill thee. Now, therefore, I pray thee, take heed to thyself until the morning, and abide in a secret place and hide thyself. And I will go out and stand before my father in the field where thou art, and I will commune with my father of thee. And what I see, that will I tell thee. In other words, what is revealed through the conversation that I'm going to have with my father out in the field, I'm going to come back and tell you. I'm going to show it all to you, the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. This is the son, watch this, who is heir to the throne if something happened to his daddy, covering David against his father. Praise the Lamb of God.
Right.
Hallelujah. Because he knew that David did nothing against the father. David did everything that Saul told him to do.
Yes, he did.
But he hated that God magnified David.
That's
in the sight of the people.
Mm-hmm.
He sent David out to Goliath. David killed him.
Yes, he did.
The people feared for David. He hated David for it. When the army was coming to destroy Israel and to take his throne, David wins the battle.
But he hated
David.
Mm-hmm.
He hated David. Hallelujah.
Yes,
he sent David out to other battles. David win the battle. He hated David for it.
Yes, Lord.
He hated him for his wisdom. He hated him that David could play the harp and the evil spirit would leave him. He hated David for that.
Yes, Lord.
What kind of anointing is that on him?
Huh.
I'm the king. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. And you have people around you that's the same way.
Oh, yes.
And you better know it.
Jesus.
Oh, yes.
And you better know it. When you're favored and you're anointed, you better know that there's some people smiling in your face that want to take your
place.
Hello, Lightbulbs.
Mm-hmm.
When you're favored and you're anointed, there's some people that want to pull the rug from under your feet.
Yes.
When you're favored and you're anointed, they can look like they... Here's a man with the whole kingdom. David don't have nothing. He ain't got no sheep now. He employed by you, the king.
Mm-hmm.
And the king despises him. This is something here, boy. Praise God. This is really, really something. Praise the Lord. Watch this. Watch this. I pray thee take heed unto thyself, and in the morning hide thyself in a secret place. And I will go out, praise the Lamb of God, stand before my Father, commune with my Father of thee, and see what he will tell me. And Jonathan spake good of David unto Saul. And Jonathan went to his father and spoke good of David unto Saul his father, and said unto him, let not the king sin against his servant, against David, because he has not sinned against thee. He ain't done you no wrong. What's wrong with you?
Right.
Dad, why are you against this man who has done you no wrong?
Hmm.
Whew. And people of God, you want me to tell you something? You have to recognize that you don't have to do nothing wrong, praise the Lamb of God, wind up on the wrong side of favor.
Okay.
You don't have nothing wrong in order for people to dislike you. You don't have to do anything. All you got to do is be highly favored.
Okay.
All you got to do is be favored of God. When you walk, your swag.
Have
favor in it. Praise the Lamb of God. Your face is shining with favor.
Yes,
and everything you do, God is with you. Somebody dislike you. They like they would embrace a person like that and say, boy, I want this person in my corner. Boy, I want this person to be my friend. Boy, I want to be close to this person so that the favor on them will work for me.
Mm-hmm.
But they will keep you close to them and envy you at the same time.
Uh-huh.
Hate you.
And dislike you at the same time. You will answer questions for them and work out situations for them, and when you walk away, they'll tell the people around, I can't stand her. She
can
just know everything.
Yeah.
They're jealous because they didn't come up with the answer. God reveals it to you, and then they get mad about it. And it's to help them, not to help you, to help them. And they get jealous about it. They think he's so smart.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy. What kind of heart is that?
Cold.
My good gracious. Watch this. Let not the king sin against his servant, against thee, because he has not sinned against thee, and because his works have been to thee word very good, toward thee very good. His works have been on your behalf, and they've been very good. For he did put his life in his hand and slew the Philistines. And the Lord wrought a great salvation for all Israel. Thou sawest it and did it rejoice. Wherefore then wilt thou sin against innocent blood to slay David without a cause?
My
you
God.
Ain't even got a reason why you're doing this.
My God.
You don't even have a reason why you dislike him. Yet you want to take his life. My goodness gracious. For his popularity, you want to take his life. For the praise of God, you want to take his life. You want to kill him. Like that's going to bring some glory to you.
That's
Do you
right.
think if you kill him and get rid of him, that the glory that's on him going to fall on you?
Nope.
Not so.
Do you think
so.
The popularity going to fall on you?
Not so.
You think people going to look at you and say, wow, what a great guy you are. Wow, look at her. She's the one now. Because you got rid of him? Do you not know that there's a God that has a law called retribution?
Okay.
Yes, thank God for it.
That's great. My goodness gracious. Woo! Boy, oh boy, oh boy. David without a cause. You don't have a cause to dislike this man.
No reason.
And you want to kill him.
Mm-hmm.
And Saul hearkened unto the voice of Jonathan. And Saul swear, listen, as the Lord liveth, he shall not be slain. And Jonathan called David, and Jonathan showed him all those things. And Jonathan brought David to Saul, and he was in his presence as in times past. So he got him to repent, seemingly. Praise the Lamb of God. I said seemingly.
Yeah.
He got him to repent, seemingly. He talked some sense into his daddy's head. Said, Dad, you're wrong now. Praise the Lamb of God. Now, Jonathan is working as an intercessor right here. Can y'all let me talk to you all about intercession right quick? Because what intercessors do is put themselves in harm's way.
That's right.
His father wants David. He goes to David and hides David. If his father found out he was hiding David, by right his father's supposed to kill his son. That's treason.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
You are hiding my enemy. Hello, light bulbs.
Yeah.
Then you come to me and you stand in the gap for him. You take a chance of being harmed yourself and dislike the person, praise the Lamb of God, that you are interceding before. This is the same thing that happens when we say we're standing in the gap for people.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Or for a nation or for a city. If God is upset with them and getting ready to destroy a city and you come before God, God has the right to put it on you.
Jesus.
Hello, light bulbs.
Jesus.
God has the right, praise the Lamb of God, to say, oh, you want to take the blow for?
That's right.
You're willing to do this?
That's true.
Why are you coming to me about this wicked people? Why are you coming to me about what I'm about to do? Who are you that you are able to do this?
Jesus.
So there is a qualifying. What brought Jonathan before Saul was, that's my daddy. I can go before him.
Amen.
Hello, light bulb.
Amen.
I'm his son.
Yes.
And I'm beloved of my father.
Yes,
I can
Lord.
Make intercession for David.
Jesus.
Hello, light bulb. A lot of people don't qualify to go before God for you.
Okay.
That's right.
Okay. Don't y'all miss
right
that.
Right.
Yeah.
They call themselves intercessors, but they don't qualify.
That's true.
They don't have the gapper's anointing.
Make
to
it
stand
plain.
In
Make
the gap.
Jesus.
You have to be familiar with God. You have to have a friendship with God, a kinship with God. Praise the Lamb of God. God has to hear your voice in the morning.
Yeah.
Yes, Lord.
You can't come just, oh, Lord, please, oh, Lord, and Lord said, who is you? What voice is this that's crying out to me? I ain't never heard you call on me before. Now why are you calling on me now?
Yeah.
The relationship has to be tight.
Yes.
Yes, it does.
Hello, light bulbs.
Yes.
Let me give you another example. All right. There are some people, no doubt, that if you got some money, can borrow some money from you. It's probably a small sect of people. Maybe you can count them on two or three fingers. That if they came and asked you, if you got it, you'll give it to them.
Right.
That's right.
Watch this. But there's only probably one or two maybe that can come borrow money from you for somebody else.
That's right.
Okay. Right.
That you might not even know.
Right.
Or that if that person had came to you, you would have told them no.
Exactly.
You said, no, I can't do that. I can't loan that. But because of the person that asked you says, loan it to them. They need it. Make sure you get it back.
That
you say, okay, I trust you. And,
right.
and you give it to them to give to them. That's
right.
What true innocent is.
Right.
So now the loan is not on the person that the money been been lent to, really.
Right.
It's on the that interceded.
Right.
That's right.
Because when I need my money back, I'm not going to the person you gave it to.
Exactly.
I'm coming to the person from me.
Exactly.
Hello, light bulbs. Perfect. And that's the person
analogy.
Who has that level of favor with you.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
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 Now you put yourself in a position to lose friendship and favor with me if I don't get my money back.
Right.
You told me he was good for it. So you get my money or you pay me my money and you lose on it, not me. Or you lose my friendship. And you
That's
can't
right.
get no more money.
Right.
Amen.
I need you to understand what standing in the gap is.
Mm-hmm.
That's taking a blow.
Mm-hmm.
Are you willing to take the blow?
Jesus,
help us, strength. Yes. Jesus.
Hello, light bulb. Praise the Lamb of
Lord.
God. Now I can move on. But I wanted my intercessors to hear that.
Yes.
I wanted people
yes,
to say,
Lord.
I'm an intercessor. What type level of intercessor are you? Are you just
yes,
a person
Lord.
Just praying for people? Or can you stand in the gap and stop God from killing somebody?
Jesus.
My God.
Do you have favor with God that you can turn his wrath from a city?
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Do you have favor with God that a man is dying from cancer and he's not saved to say, reverse it until I witness to him?
Jesus.
Give me a chance to save him.
Yes, God.
Yes, Lord.
God, stop it. Bring them out of a coma. Let you witness to them. He accept Christ. You leave the hospital, and they call you when you get home and say, he slipped on away. And you smile. Woo!
Bless your name, God.
That's
Bless
standing
you, God.
In the gap. Okay.
That's what standing
okay.
in the gap is. Yes, it is.
What standing in the gap is.
That's what it is.
Praise the Lamb of God. Standing in the gap is, Lord, give me a week and take a week off my life.
Jesus.
So I can witness to this person. Let them live another week and take the 7 days off my life.
Jesus.
Y'all don't know what being a gapper is.
That's what standing in the gap is. Yes, Lord.
Hello, light bulbs. It's a dangerous place.
Oh, yes,
it's a dangerous
is.
And
yes,
there's very
is.
Few that is willing to stand there.
Jesus
in the gap, it cost him his life.
Yes, he did.
Mm-mm.
Hello, light bulb.
Yeah.
Yes, he did.
All right, let me go on. Let me go on. Y'all
he
act like y'all knew that already. Right. Let me go on. Let me go on.
Oh, God.
Verse 8. Let me pat myself on the back and say, keep on teaching, prophet. Watch
keep
this.
On teaching
and there was war
prophet.
Again. And David went out. Verse 8.
Mm-hmm.
Chapter 19. You just joining us. Verse 8, chapter 19, 1 Samuel. And there was war again. And David went out and fought with the Philistines, or the Philistines, and slew them with a great slaughter. And they fled from him. Watch this. And the evil spirit from the Lord was upon Saul.
Yes.
And as he sat in his house with his javelin in his hand, and David played with his hand. Uh-oh. Boy, oh, boy. This evil spirit from the Lord.
From the Lord.
You know, we should have talked about this, Bertha. I tell you, we should have talked about this for the people. Praise the Lamb of God earlier on about the evil spirit coming from the Lord.
Because yeah,
I know
right.
somebody
said,
what?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it did.
Every time that you see somebody messed up, it ain't always the devil that's messed them up.
Right.
That's right.
Hello, light bulbs.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's an evil spirit, we'll be saying, Satan the Lord rebuke you. Satan the Lord rebuke you. And God is standing there saying, this ain't got nothing to do with the devil. I did this.
That's right.
I put this on him. I put this bipolar, schizophrenic, confusion, mean, and hatred spirit upon him because his heart is no good.
Right. That's why he did it. Because his heart is evil. His heart is black.
So I sent it in the form of a spirit to torment him.
Yes, he did.
Give him migraines so he can't sleep.
That's right.
All of that mess. Hallelujah. Boy, this is some powerful stuff right here. Praise God.
Yes,
God didn't put this on him. God has put this on him, and there's nothing he can do to get it off of him until David, watch this, until David sits down and start playing his harp.
Playing the harp.
And the anointing on David's life, while he's playing, God lifts the evil spirit off of Saul. All the magicians and all of his wise men, nobody can get this off of Saul. All David got to do is sit down and start playing his harp.
Praise
the anointing. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, let me tell you something. You better watch how you treat people with favor around you because you may need them more than you think.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, you better.
They have the favor. The favor of God on them to heal your sickness.
Jesus.
To heal the disease that's in your house.
Yep.
To heal the plague that's on you.
My God.
You hating the one that is your penicillin.
Okay.
Jesus.
You hating the one that's your deliverance.
Jesus.
Oh, I know. Yeah, shake a neighbor, touch a friend, ring a doorbell, ding dong, ding dong. Somebody need to hear this.
Yes, Lord, teach the word.
When somebody's highly favored.
Hallelujah.
When somebody's highly favored of God, you better be careful. Praise the Lamb of God.
That's right.
Because they may be holding the bag of your deliverance.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
They may have the sack of money you need.
Jesus.
They may be the one that can walk in an office and come out with what you need.
Okay.
You better be careful. You better be careful. Praise the Lamb of God.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Jealousy depart from you, people. Let envy, praise the Lamb of God. Don't be a friend to you.
Jesus.
Don't allow that to come upon you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Don't look at a woman because she's shapely and pretty and call her Jezebel and she has done nothing to you.
Okay.
Amen.
Hello. Be hatred because you didn't go to the gym and she did. Don't hate on her.
Okay.
Hello, light bulb. Don't hate on her because she was born pretty. Don't hate on her. She didn't actually come here that way. Hello, light bulbs.
Amen.
And if you despise yourself in your own eyes, that's your issue.
Right.
Don't make it somebody else's.
That's right.
Learn to love who you are.
Amen.
So you can
that's
love other people.
Right.
Oh, somebody don't like me today. Why you can't stand her? Why you can't stand her?
Mm-hmm. They don't know.
She don't even talk.
They don't
she ain't
know,
saying,
right.
You looking across the room talking about I can't stand her.
Mm.
She thinks she's something. You envious.
That's
you jealous.
Right
mm-hmm.
Yes, Lord.
Because she dressed nice. Because she got a riding in a better car than yours.
Mm-hmm.
You envious.
Mm-hmm.
You jealous.
Jesus.
She got a pleasing personality, and you don't know how to smile and say hi.
Jesus.
You walk up like a pit bull every Sunday. She come in smiling, hugging, kissing. I can't stand her. Look at this. Just look at her. Look at her. Oh, my goodness.
Mm-mm-mm.
Ain't nothing but a Jezebel.
Jesus.
Because she got joy and you don't. Okay, y'all didn't like that part.
Amen. Be the truth.
Boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Watch this. Watch this. Watch this. Watch this. And he sat in his house with a javelin in his hand. And David played. And David played with his hand. Thank you, Gabby. Gabby brought me a bottle of water. Like I'm preaching in the pulpit. And Saul sought to smite David, even to the wall with the javelin. But he slipped away out of Saul's presence. And he smote the javelin into the wall, and David fled and escaped that night. Now, a few verses earlier, watch this. Jonathan had told his daddy, don't kill him.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And he agreed.
Right.
David
yes,
comes in and plays for him, and he gets so mad at David because David has the answer to his problem until he take a spear and throw it at him. He takes the javelin and throw it to kill David, trying to pin him to the wall. And David just slipped right on out of his presence again. Everybody say again.
Again.
Hallelujah. God to deliver David again.
Again.
Favor to deliver David again. Hallelujah. Because you can throw what you want to. You can't take nobody out until God say so.
Okay.
Hello, light bulbs. If you got favor on you, when the angels are camped all around you, when
Jesus.
The hand of the Lord is upon you, let them throw what they want to throw.
Jesus.
That's right.
It's going to miss you every time. Praise the Lamb of God.
Hallelujah.
All callers, now, caller, you're calling. I'm going to answer, but I hope you're talking about what we're talking about. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Error code 757. Your mic is hot.
But it's just this Elder Lowe just tuning in.
All right, Elder Lowe, praise the Lord. Good to have you, man of God. Hallelujah. That man, this stuff hot here. I'm hot on this thing in pursuit of this destiny of David, this favor that's on him. Praise the Lamb of God. Woo!
Yes, sir.
It says that David fled and escaped that night. Saul also sent messengers unto David's house to watch him.
Yes, he did.
To slay him in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what kind of evil is this? I was just sick. migraines, headaches, schizophrenic, bipolar seizures, being tormented. Somebody got their speaker on. We're getting feedback. You got to cut your speaker off. Yeah. And while this is going on, praise the Lamb of God, you get delivered and you throw a javelin at me. And now you're sending some after me to assassinate me.
That's right. That's right.
Jesus.
It says, I'll also send messengers unto David's house to watch him and to slay him in the morning. That sounds like Secret Service. He sent the Secret Service with a SWAT team and said, when you catch him, kill him. Watch. So, and Michelle, David's wife, told him, wait a minute. Now, we know that Jonathan and David was partners.
Right.
That they were boys, so you kind of see this. But now here's daddy's little girl. She against daddy and his decision to kill David. Do y'all see what's going on here?
Right.
Yes, sir.
When the God is on you, God will turn a whole family against somebody.
Huh.
But they'll be too evil to see it. The
right.
whole family will be telling them, leave this man alone. The whole family. She went to David and told him, I'm going to ask you again, if you have a speakerphone, please get off speaker. So I'm going to have to put everybody on mute. Because you're messing up my station. Now, this lesson, praise the Lamb of God, that we're teaching here must be digested into your spirit, people of God. Let me tell you why. Because the favor that God releasing on you now, that you understand and that you can handle favor, is going to be magnified. Hello, Light Bulbs. I need to drop that in on you. If you can handle this level of hatred because of your favor and your anointing, God can increase.
Yes, sir.
See, Lo, everybody can handle this.
Yes, sir.
Some people just want the favor without the fight. They don't want no fight.
Sir. Yes, sir.
Just favor me, God, but I don't want to have to fight. I don't want to have to dodge no bullets. I don't want to have to have people talking about me. That ain't favor to me.
Yes, sir.
But when you can handle antagonists, when you can handle haters,
yes, sir,
hating on you,
yes, sir,
with action against you,
yes,
God
sir,
can infuse a favor on your life. Y'all not listening
yes,
to me.
Jesus.
My God. You want the building and the husband and the wife and the car and the T-shirt and the hat and the mug. You want it all. But you don't want no trouble with it.
That's right.
Right.
And as you see, favor comes a fight.
That's true.
That's right. That's right.
Because everybody ain't going to like your faith.
Right.
When you get promoted, there's somebody there that wish they had a designator to blow up your office.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Hello, Light Bulbs.
Yes, sir.
The Bible said to you, beware when all men speak well of you. It's a plot.
Yeah.
You better be careful. Praise the Lord. When your favor does not come with friction and frustration.
Yes, sir.
When it comes with friction and frustration, then you know you really favor because now the devil done got mad.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Long as the devil is not bothering you, it's because you're not doing nothing.
That's exactly right.
You're not in a position, praise the Lamb of God, for him to trouble you at all. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Praise the Lamb of God. My. Let me do this thing because this some good stuff here. Boy, see, y'all should be glad. Y'all should just be happy that the old prophet looked at this after I closed out Friday. I went back and read to him. I said, Lord, have mercy. The story ain't over yet. It's just so much for us to start understanding why there is so many adversaries. And what? Why is all of this coming against me right now? Why is all of this coming at me? Why everybody that I thought loved me, praise the Lamb of God, are shooting arrows at me? Why am I dodging bullets? Why I got to go through all that I'm going through?
Yes, sir.
My goodness gracious. Wait a minute. God spoke favor over my life. At the same time, doors are opening for me.
Yes, sir.
At the same time, blessings coming in.
Yes, sir.
This is the work of envy and jealousy against my favor. So now what I'm going to do, I'm going to behave myself wisely. Hello, light bulbs.
Watch
this. Let's read on. And David's wife told him, right, verse 11, saying, if thou save not thy life tonight, tomorrow you shall be a dead man.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't save your life tonight, if you don't flee tonight and find an escape route out of here tonight, in the morning, they coming in here to get you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
They coming to take you out. Watch this. Verse 12. So Michelle let David down through a window. In other words, she tied a rope around him and let him climb down the window, out the window. And he went and fled and escaped. And he went and fled and escaped.
Uh-huh.
This don't sound like favor. I'm running for my life. Lo, what kind of favor is this? I'm running for my life.
Yes, sir.
But you still got it.
That's some crazy favor. But you got to see the other end of this is the throne of Israel.
Yes, sir.
This ain't about you getting a house or a car, you know, or some money. This is about a position of power.
Yes, sir.
This is about a position of influence. This is about a position that you are going to lead people to God.
Yes,
and hell
sir.
Is mad about it. Hello, light bulb.
Yes, sir.
And all the hordes of hell are coming against you. This ain't no punk position.
Sure.
It ain't about, they jealous because of my gym shoes. No. He see David on his way to take his position. Watch this now. And Mike and Michelle took an image and laid it in the bed and put a pillow of goat's hair for his boister and covered it with a cloth to make it look like David was still in the bed. And when Saul sent messengers to David, she said, he's sick. And Saul sent messengers again to see David, saying, bring him to me in the bed that I may slay him. He's sick. Well, bring him to me so I can kill him while he's sick.
Oh,
boy, the depth of this man's depravity, the depth of his evil, the darkness in his heart, the depth of hatred. Boy, his hypocrisy has no boundaries. I tell you the truth, people of God. Let me tell you something. There's some people around you just like this.
That's right. It is.
Some people around you just like this.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's the kingdom of Israel. There's some people in the kingdom of heaven that's in the church.
Yes, sir.
Just like.
Yes, sir.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Jesus.
sticking in the church. Hello, light bulbs. In
yes,
these
sir.
Conferences
Hallelujah.
And in these conventions.
Yes,
yes,
sir.
Lord.
And they will do almost anything even to assassinate you.
Yes,
yes
sir.
To get the position they want.
Yes,
oh,
sir.
Yes, they will.
Jesus.
Hello, light bulbs.
Yes, sir.
And I tell you this again. Nobody fight about a position that ain't got no money in it.
Okay. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Huh.
It's their greed
Jesus.
That does it.
Yeah.
Yes,
yes it is.
They're
yes,
hungry
sir.
For more.
Yes, Lord.
Hungry for some more.
That's
they
right.
don't want to give up what they have. Their status. The way they think people see them.
Oh,
if
yeah.
you're hated as the king, why be a king? If nobody don't want you to be the king, why be the king?
Yes,
that's right.
That's right.
And if you kill the man that God is bringing in to be, that ain't going to stop the people from disliking you.
That's right.
You're still going to be disliked. Because
they
don't
right.
like your personality
yes.
and your character. They don't like your arrogance. They don't like your
That's
pride.
Right. Mm-hmm.
They don't like the way you are haughty.
Jesus.
Conceited. Yes,
That's
Lord.
Not going to change. Hello, light bulbs.
Yes, sir.
That's right. Jesus.
Ooh, let me tell me in a minute. Oh, yeah, I got enough time to do this. Bring them to me in the bed that I might slay them. And when the messengers will come in, behold, there was an image in the bed with a pillow of goat's hair for his bolster. And Saul said unto Michelle, why hast thou deceived me so and sent away mine enemy that he escaped? I want to put emphasis on Saul is so blind that he called David his enemy, and David
yes,
has not
did.
Raised a finger against him.
Yes, he did.
Do you see people seeing you as their enemy, and you haven't done nothing mm-hmm. against them?
Yes,
That's
sir.
Right.
But they have made you their enemy in their own eyes.
Yes,
right.
sir.
And you have nothing.
Oh,
nothing against them. You have served them. You have been around them.
Mm-hmm.
You have helped them. You have assisted
yes,
them.
Sir.
You have prayed
yes,
for them.
Yes, sir.
Your tears fell down
oh,
your
yes.
face when they were. Oh, my God, I can talk about this. Praise
talk
the Lamb
it.
Of God.
Talk about it.
I'm telling you, sorrow overtook you when you heard of their troubles.
Jesus.
Their families you prayed for. You fasted. You pushed the plate away for them.
Yes, Jesus. Lord.
Hello, somebody.
Yes, sir.
Praise the Lamb of God. You
Jesus.
Gave your last monies to them.
Yes, sir.
My God.
You did everything but steal for them.
Amen.
You went out of your way. It hurt you. You almost got evicted.
Jesus.
From supporting them.
My God.
Then they turn around and put a dagger in your back.
Yes,
oh,
sir.
Yes, thank you.
Yes, sir.
And call you their enemy.
Yes, sir.
Just because of what you're doing, God has anointed. Watch this. God anointed David.
Yes, Lord.
So that the evil spirit would depart from Saul when David played. You want to
yes,
kill
Lord.
The medicine that heals you.
Wow.
Jesus.
How crazy are you?
Yes, sir.
You want to get rid of the only person that can come in your presence
mm-hmm.
and calm your spirit.
Yes, sir.
Man, I
Glory
tell you, boy, when jealousy and envy get in a person, my God, that he done made
He's
this man his enemy. Why have you sent away my enemy and he has escaped? And Michelle answered
Jesus.
Her father and said unto him, let me go. Why should I kill thee? What? He said unto me, let me go. why should I kill thee? She said, he forced me to let him go. Now she's lying to her daddy.
Yes.
She lied to her father. So David fled and escaped and came to Samuel. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. He then ran to the prophet.
Yes,
to Ramah.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. He then ran to the man that brought the oil and put it on his head.
Yes, he did.
He then ran to the man who calls on God. God answers before he calls.
Yes, Lord.
And when people come around him, they prophesy.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Woo! He then came to Samuel. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Eli's replacement. Hophni and Phinehas trouble. And it came to Samuel. Hallelujah. Woo! Watch this. And he said, and he and Samuel, wait a minute, and told him all that Saul had done to him. This is verse 18, right? Yeah. 18:8. And he and Samuel went and dwelled in Naoth. And it was told Saul, saying, behold, David is at Naoth in Ramah. And Saul messengers to take David. Saul sent messengers to take David. And when they saw the company of the prophets prophesying and Samuel standing as appointed over them, the Spirit of God was upon the messengers of Saul, and they also prophesied.
Yeah.
How in the world will come into the company of the prophets and start prophesying with them and at the same time stop prophesying and say, we came to arrest David? They probably was prophesying that God has made David king over Israel. He has anointed him. Oh, my goodness, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Woo! He has anointed him to be king over Israel. Oh, my goodness. This is crazy right here. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. They start prophesying.
Jesus.
Boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. People of God, this is an exciting lesson to me.
Yes,
praise the Lamb of God.
It is.
Hallelujah. Boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Watch this. Watch this. And Saul sent messengers again. And Saul sent other messengers, and they prophesied likewise. And Saul sent messengers again the third time, and they prophesied also. Every time he would send some messengers to go and arrest David, to go kill David, they would come into the company. People, God, what? Wait. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. What does this say to us, prophetic people? Always keep a prophetic atmosphere around you.
Yes.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Woo!
Yes, sir.
I think I tapped into something. Never said this before. I've never heard this before. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Ghost. I humble myself. Thank you, Holy Ghost. If you keep the prophetic atmosphere around you, keep it strong enough, your enemy can come in your presence.
Yes, sir.
And your enemy will prophesy concerning you.
Yes, sir.
Yes, Lord.
Y'all not listening to me.
Yes, sir.
I am.
Your enemy will have to admit who you are.
Hallelujah.
In God. The spirit of prophecy will come on them. Praise the Lamb of God.
Mm-mm-mm.
And they will prophesy themselves of what God has in store for you. It will come out of their own mouth that God has raised up birth, that God has raised up Alpha,
my God.
That God has raised up low, that God has raised up Shakespeare this hour. Hallelujah for a time such as this. He has anointed them to prophesy. He has anointed them to take the nations. He has anointed them, hallelujah, to prophesy in the churches. He has anointed them do his will in the earth. He has anointed them for prosperity.
Yes,
he has anointed
yes,
them to be a blessing to the people. He has anointed
yes,
them. All you have to do is stay in your position.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Stay in an atmosphere.
Hallelujah.
Don't you let your heart go to hating.
Amen.
Keep the prophetic atmosphere about you.
Yes, sir.
Glory to your name.
Let your
Thank
anointing
you,
spill over on somebody.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Woo! Boy, this is a powerful passage of scripture.
Oh, yes,
yes,
he sent messengers three times.
Three times.
And all three times they prophesied.
Okay.
All three groups of messengers prophesied. Now you notice he sent the first group. They must have came back and say, we couldn't do nothing. We couldn't do nothing. He was there, but all we could do is prophesy. And our prophecy is, praise the Lamb of God, that what came out of our mouths and out of our spirit stated that we couldn't do nothing to him.
Wow.
This man's heart is so hard, he says, y'all must have missed it. Y'all must have missed it. Y'all went down there. Y'all too weak. Blah, blah, blah. Hey, send some more messengers.
Mm-hmm.
They prophesied. Came back. We couldn't do nothing. We likewise begin to
yes,
prophesy
yes.
the thing that God has said about David.
Jesus.
Yes. The third time he sent some messengers. They came back. Sorry, King. We couldn't do nothing. We were paralyzed in the spirit. We went into a trance, and a static spirit came over us. We began to prophesy. Our tongues slip, our mouths open.
Jesus.
We begin to prophesy and dance and sing in the spirit. The prophet Samuel was there with a company of prophets, and we couldn't help but prophesy. Woo! Boy, oh, boy. This is what happened when David ran and got under a prophetic covering.
Yes.
That's right.
Oops, this is
yes.
what happened when you submit yourself
yes, sir.
To a prophetic covering.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Y'all don't miss this. This is what happens when you submit yourself
yes, sir.
To
yes.
a prophetic covering.
Amen.
And nobody can yes. deny it.
Amen.
Nobody can deny that what's happened. He went to Ramah. He found Samuel.
Yes, he did.
And they were prophesying.
Oh,
and when
God.
His enemies rolled up and walked into that atmosphere, they began to prophesy.
Jesus.
Three groups at three different times. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Woo!
Bless the name
Thank
of Jesus.
You all can change your conditions if you
yes,
walk
sir.
In that prophetic atmosphere and stop jumping
yeah.
in and out.
Yes, sir.
Carry it with you.
Yeah.
You don't leave the house without the prophetic atmosphere and anointing on your life.
Amen.
Praise
yes,
the love
sir.
Of God.
Yes, yes,
I mean,
sir.
You got to get up and pray, get in that word, and
yeah.
and let Holy Ghost dress you up and get you ready. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm going to stop right here. It's 12. It's 1:58. We only got 2 minutes. Hallelujah. Go to the website today. Get my prophetic manual, people of God, if you don't have it. Invest $20 out of your life. Praise the Lamb of God. Others of you are intercessors to call and burden. Of intercessory prayer is there, and the Fall on Your Knees book. I'll autograph all three of them and send it for you. There's a bundle deal at ProphetShakespeareMinistries.org. Praise the Lamb of God, or PSMINTL.org. Get your copies. Praise God. You will learn so much. It will reveal so much to you. I'm just giving you tidbits today. Praise the Lamb of God out of the book. out of those books, praise the Lamb, that God has blessed me to write. But I want you to know today, praise the Lamb of God, you apply what I have just taught you, you are going to be on top of the world. What I've been teaching in this past week, praise the Lamb of God, about favor. And don't forget, you can listen to the archives. You can come back, praise the Lamb, through the internet, and you can listen all the way back to the first lesson last Tuesday, all the way up to today. We're not finished. We'll be back in this tomorrow, praise the Lamb of God, because I want you to be blessed. Sow a seed today. Sow a seed. Keep us on the air. Keep us doing what God would have us to do. I'm sitting here with my Talion. I'm sweating. My baby daughter came in here with a bottle of water and set it on the desk, a bottle of cold water. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm laboring for you. Sow a seed if you can. Praise the Lamb of God. No matter how small or how large, it's appreciated. PSMINTL.org. Help us to do the will of God. I love you. Bertha, thank you for being here today. Ophelia, Sylvia, all of you guys, praise the Lamb. My new brother, son, friend, who I'm dying to meet, Brother Lowe, Elder Lowe, thank you for being here, man of God. Thank you. Thank you so much. The prophet appreciates your presence, all of you all. I love you. I bless you. And I'm excited about your future. Until then, let's tell God, arise.
Come on and praise the Lord, everybody. Come on and bless the Lord in this place. Come on and put your hands together. Come on, we want the people of the earth.